God bless you, Paul. Bless you always. Bless you and your country. Just as I hope that he will bless him here. And let us hope these two rivers will flow to eternity, forever and ever. What to say to you, and I hope that we shall be all together more and more each year. Mary, my secretary, is my companion now. She will see to it, she looks after me with so much love and care. And we both wish you all love, friendship, understanding, friendship that God only knows. Bless you always. Bless our rivers. Bless our lands. Nothing unhappy should happen. Only good. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
First of all, let me thank each and every one in a part of Russia or throughout the world for all the good condolences and the courages given to Madam during the time when she lost her good husband, our Dr. Rorick, our dear Dr. Rorick, who has been the light of our life, not only to us, to the whole world. He does not belong only to Russia, to India, but he is a world-known artist and a friend, advisor, a philosopher, where he even didn't think even a little bit of ill thought of anybody. Anyway, it is a great loss for us. Every minute, every second, we know how difficult it is to live without Dr. Rorick. Especially Madam and myself miss him a lot in every way. We miss his advice, we miss his presence, we miss his love. But it was unfortunate that God took away him so soon. He had a peaceful death. But he had little wishes also, which Madam Rorick and myself will definitely fulfill his wish. His heritage, his mother's and father's heritage will be preserved throughout the world. The teachings will be brought up. This is what was his wish. Of course, his wish was to take his body to Petersburg, where he was born. But if Russia was not in a position, he had already given an alternative that he can be buried in India in his own estate. Even though I had informed the proper channel that the plane has to be arranged for his death, I think I have to thank the President of Russia, Mr. Yeltsin, that he did arrange a plane. But because of few handful diplomats, we could not bring his body to Petersburg, because the diplomats demanded that if we do not open Dr. Rorick's testament, they would not be in a position to take his body to Petersburg. Secondly, they said the plane cannot be arranged. Thirdly, Shaposhnikova and Kadakin said that if we take doctor's body to Petersburg, Madam should not come along with it, because she cannot stand the temperature, and maybe her coffin will be flown back. So putting everything together, Devika decided that it will be much peaceful for Dr. Rorick to be buried in India. Whatever it is across Dr. Rorick's body, when he is dead, and when she had a great loss of her husband, these are not the words a diplomat to speak to her like that. Anyway, we thank our ambassador, Mr. Drukov, who had